We are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. You know, Roland, before the broadcast, you and I have to let our listeners know, we get together in about a half hour before, an hour before the broadcast, and talk about things that we're going to be relating on the show. You and I have so much material.
Well, in addition to our telephone calls during the week.
Correct, correct. And so we have an opportunity to kind of go over things. And one of the things I brought up, I talked about being away on the 4th of July in different countries.
Mm.
And you get an enormous perspective on this holiday, this weekend. It's always a three-day weekend, regardless of where a place is during the course of the week at some point. Sometimes it's 4 days. Europe has always been, and I lived in Europe, as you know, for some years. Europe, Paris and Geneva are the two cities that I spent a great deal of time in. The French have a unique way of celebrating this day. They are very mindful of their contribution, even to this day, in the American Revolution. They are mindful of what they call the Freedom Watch. They call it the Freedom Watch because they wanted it to succeed. But in so doing, they know now by history, it was the fall of their own long running kingdom as they knew it, where it was really where the King Louis the 16th and that ilk ended an era of absolute domination by the ruling class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the American Revolution that triggered that event. And they remind you of that. I was in a Paris hotel, my story. I was in a Paris hotel and an old gentleman came up to me, a veteran of World War I, may have been in his 90s at the time, God bless him. And he was saying, We fought for you. You fought for us. Can we call it even?
Isn't that an interesting statement?
Can we call it even?
You know, years ago, I spent some time in Normandy on D-Day.
Remarkable
and,
place. Remarkable place.
Which I'll talk a little bit about later on in this section. But to a person, the French people of the Normandy area were so appreciative of the old veterans who were coming back to be honored.
Yes.
That they would come up to them. They'd want their autograph. They would say thank you. They would kiss them on both cheeks. It was an experience that I was surprised at because my other times in France, they were not as friendly to Americans as I would have hoped.
The French are very unique people, to say the least. But when they are passionate about something, they are passionate about it. And you are correct. My visit to Normandy was a tearful journey. It really was. I was amazed by what year were you at Normandy? Do you remember?
It has to be about 10 years ago.
Mine was about 15 years ago.
Maybe even more. Yeah, this it's hard to remember.
Yeah, it really is. In the 1990s, I want to say 1997 or 8 for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was in that window. And I was amazed by their emotion for America, for what we stood for. And they would say that, okay? You have set the pace, they would say. You have set the tone, in so many words.
But isn't it interesting, though, because France certainly has set the tone for us in this way by the gift of the Statue of Liberty.
Absolutely.
You know, de Laboulaye, who designed it, and it was built in Paris at the Gaget Works. That's where we get the word gadget, by
gadget,
the way.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was the Gaget.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was built there, and then sent over here on three or four different ships.
And assembled. It took some time to get that accomplished. Yeah. But by the way,
but my point was though that they gave us that because we had liberty and they did not yet.
Yes.
And they wanted to have it facing France, which was soon to get liberty.
Correct. And I was told, and I did it again. I was too young the first time. When you go to the Statue of Liberty, you look at it from the back.
Mm-hmm.
And the back of it is remarkable. There's something about it because you actually can almost, they said you can almost see the statue leaning towards east.
Right.
It's and you do. There's a certain spot. You, and the spot is marked on the ground. You look at it from a certain angle, and it looks like it's tipping to the right, to the east. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. What a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. I hadn't seen it in 50 years. I took my little one back. It was quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. America. America. I have another quick little story. Do we have time?
Go ahead. Sure.
Quick little story. As we talked before the show, and I mentioned to you that my family knew the Kennedys because of my mentally retarded sister. And they met in the 60s, early 60s, when my aunts had founded the Association for Help of Mentally Retarded Children, along with other mm-hmm. wonderful people. And they were visiting, and they were sitting down having tea, and it was on the 4th of July. It was in New York that particular year, and my aunt said, "How do you manage to keep up with all the things that are involved in your family?" It's because Rose Kennedy said, "It's because we believe in America," and she said it so profoundly, so directly. These are three middle-aged women at the time, I guess you want to call it. But they all came from that era. We get back to the great generation, the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. She said it with such that I'll never forget it, because we believe in America. Because, of course, at that time, she had just lost her son. Kennedy was killed the year before. And again, the words. And I've been picking on these little words from John Gambling and from Rose Kennedy. It's almost like in a moment. And the moment I never forgot, because it grabs the thought, and it shook me. She said it with such determination. She was a very forceful lady when she had a comment to make.
One of the nice things about growing old or getting older is
getting
that you
older.
Have a lot
thank
of
you,
experiences from people and profundities that you have heard
yes.
that you never lose.
No.
And you particularly for remembering it from childhood days. And both of us have been in this wonderful broadcasting business for a lot of years, and you get a chance to meet any number of people. And sometimes the most profound things come out of a very short, brief interview or just a idle conversation.
Exactly, and that's exactly what it was. It is what I call the brief moments, those moments that stay with you. And you never forget them because I remember simply before they're having tea and they were quiet. There was a period of time where they were quiet. And all of a sudden that question came up. I don't remember who asked it. And her answer was deafening. It was just determined, because this is our family. This is our belief in this country. And no more profound words I've ever heard to define their family's dedication to this country.
Yeah, and there was a lot of criticism about the Kennedys, particularly when JFK was president and when Teddy was in the Senate and
yes.
Bobby was running
Attorney General,
about their dad, you know,
yes.
old Joe Kennedy, and what he did or did not do during the war. But on balance, they were patriotic Americans.
Yes.
You know.
And they believed it. They believed it. They did. Roland, you ever thought?
Yeah, well, we mentioned just a bit ago that I was back in Normandy on a D-Day celebration. I was a reporter there taking back five GIs who hadn't been back since they had stormed the beaches of Normandy so many years earlier. And the end of the documentary that I did, I wrote a poem called Lest We Forget. And I'd like to share that with you.
Please.
And particularly for this 4th of July weekend. It was the day and the month the warriors returned to the place where many died. The dawn, the beaches burned. The heart of then, now softened by the passage of the years, it freed again the feelings that surfaced with the tears. The mind and step would falter, returning to the scene. The body, now different. The beaches, now pristine. So many came to witness the warriors' return and wondered if their courage was something they could learn. Valor comes in time of need, for courage is within. When tyranny oppresses, it rises once again. Old warriors, we thank you for life and limb that you gave to hold the sacred honor of the free and the brave. You came from planes and gliders and from the ships at sea and moved across the beaches to free French Normandy. You now return to see the place of many battle fears. The combat dead all hold you and wipe away your tears. The world now rejoices in thanks for how you fought. It weeps for the lives that lost, and too for lessons taught. If there be a legacy besides long rows of white, let it be a world call, never the need to fight.
A beautiful way to end our 4th of July weekend broadcast. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Until next time.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.